Welcome to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. I am Dr. Vignesh Devraj, an Ayurvedic doctor and a holistic health coach. Each week, we share wisdom or interview an inspiring personality to guide you become your healthiest self. Remember, your health is your greatest asset. If you are interested in doing an one-on-one online Ayurvedic consultation to enhance the quality of your health, please check the show notes of this podcast or visit vigneshdevraj.com. In the consultation, we will discuss the steps to integrate Ayurveda in becoming your healthiest version, be it with food, Ayurvedic herbal preparations, lifestyle changes, and also personalized meditations. What makes Ayurveda unique in its healing approach is its practical wisdom on the concept of Vata. Vata is responsible for prana, the life energy. Vata is responsible for the nervous system, which is the master control panel of our body and our emotions. Hence, in Ayurveda, it is mentioned, when you balance the Vata, you balance your life, and the art of healing is actually the art of balancing Vata. With over 15 years of my Ayurvedic medical practice, I have encapsulated my experiential wisdom on what it takes to balance the Vata for a modern lifestyle and designed a course called Balancing the Mighty Vata. This course is filled with practical inputs that can be easily integrated into your lifestyle. Please check the show notes of this podcast to get access for this content or do visit drvignesh.teachable.com. A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. This is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. In today's episode, I would like to discuss about one of the global phenomenon, especially post-COVID. People talk about, Doctor, I'm feeling so tired. Is there something that you can do about it? Now, I see that when people come to Sitaram for their Panchakarma or Ayurveda treatment, after the first 2-3 days, they say that, Doctor, why do I feel so tired here? I don't have any work. And why am I feeling so tired? And the reason for that is, you know, our body has a very innate intelligence. Depending on the surroundings, it adapts itself. Imagine, you know, you have to go to toilet. And there is a slight urge to go to toilet. And if there is no good toilet that is easily available or accessible, the body will figure out maybe this is not the time to, you know, to express this urge. So maybe it'll try to suppress it. And then when the right moment comes and when we see that, okay, there is a good toilet that is available, then we see that, okay, now the urge will come back again. Of course, when it becomes unavoidable, the body will just doesn't care what the surrounding is. It'll just express when it has to, but that happens when it has been suppressed for a very long time. However, in general, the body also tries to be a bit moderate and diplomatic and inform you that, okay, right now I can hold it. Let me know when the accessible toilet comes, and then I can be very expressive about my urges. The same way, in a work environment, as we know that our brain cannot differentiate between a real threat and a perceived threat. A perceived threat need not be a threat, it just could be our own imagination. Same way, when we are in a work pressure, when we are doing a lot of work, when there is deadline, when too many things to do, the body feels, no, I can't afford to be tired. So the body will keep on releasing cortisol, adrenaline, to make sure we have enough energy to deal with the daily tasks. And the moment they come to a place like Sitaram and when the treatment starts, suddenly they say, why am I feeling tired? Finally, the body feels, here, I can express my true feelings. Because, first of all, there is not much to do. You know, the food is given, treatments are done, bed sheets are changed every day. You don't have to do any other work. So when there is nothing else, the body feels, okay, I can finally express that I am tired. By the way, tiredness is a signal that the body needs to relax and recover. So, and also the other way around, if I have to rephrase the statement, when somebody says, I feel tired all the time, what that person is saying, I am having a deficiency of relaxation and recovery. Now, why do we feel tired? By the way, the body has a finite energy. Now, when somebody says, I feel tired all the time, it's not that the body doesn't have energy. It's just that it's like a corrupt organization. Maybe it has a lot of finance and backup, but there are a lot of corrupt employees or staff that just divert the money, not going to the right places. Same way in the body, there needs to be a lot of functions that needs to happen. The heart has to beat, the digestion has to happen, the kidneys has to filter, our nervous system has to function. By the way, the brain leaches the maximum amount of energy in our body. About 20% of the body's energy is utilized by our brain because it has to decide where the energy has to be diverted, what needs to be functioning properly, what can be handled later. So that's why brain takes a lot of energy, which means our nervous system also takes a lot of energy. And that's also why it's called nervous system, because it is prone to get nervous. And in Ayurvedic terminology or vocabulary, we call it high vata. High vata equals tiredness, restlessness, and lack of recovery. A balanced vata is what we call it as prana, which is pure energy, and also which later on leads to vitality. So when a person says, I feel tired all the time, what he's saying is somewhere the energy is being utilized where he's not able to contribute to his values, what he wants to achieve, what he wants to do. So how can we recover from this? It's very simple. Take time to relax, take time to recover. Meanwhile, there was a study done on a group of people who were relaxing without any mental engagement. And there was another group that was relaxing physically, but they were just listening to or watching some movies or some entertainment, which is not so exhilarating. We can call it as passive relaxation, but it was not an active relaxation. Active relaxation was the first group. And what they figured out, people in the group who had active relaxation, which means they were not engaged in anything, it was a complete flight mode. They were not watching anything. They were not engaging in any kind of passive entertainment. They were just relaxing, completely on a flight mode. They had a much better recovery and they feel more energized. So the same thing here. Today, when people say, I would like to relax, and what they do is they sit and watch certain things or engage themselves in scrolling. And one of the reasons why tiredness is all-time high is because our sleep is disturbed, nighttime screen time is very high, and above all, whenever we get a free time, we engage in some dopamine release activities. So unless we learn to calm down and get comfortable with boredom and learn to relax and focus on deep breath, tiredness could be an inevitable factor. And remember, tiredness is recovery or relaxation deficiency. When the body says, I'm tired, it says, I need to rest, I need to relax, I need to recover. Our body's ability, it's more like the muscles. It works like the old key watches where we have to keep rotating the key and then the watch will function for 48 hours or 3 days. And once it stops, we have to again rotate the key. The same way, the muscles also function like that. After it is used, it has to go through a relaxation period. And when they come to a place like an Ayurveda retreat like Sitaram, and I have to tell them, please, when you feel tired, don't think that you're going to miss out on something. Don't be under the urge to save the world. Just relax and let go. Ability to relax is also the ability to let go. It's also like a nervous system constipation. We're not able to let go. So the idea is, whenever you get a free time, try to practice active relaxation. This is one of the methods that can help you to recover better. And some of the contributing factors for good relaxation, go for a good massage, go for a good sauna, try to spend time in nature without phone. And listen to Yoga Nidra, listen to guided meditation. If you want to listen to a guided meditation, one of the first episodes of my podcast, you will hear the meditation to connect with your inner self. It's a fantastic guided meditation to help that helps you relax and also to connect with your inner self. Listen to such guided meditations. This is also a way where we auto-suggest to relax each and every muscle, every part of the body, and also it helps to calm down. So Yoga Nidra is another all-time underrated activities that can really help us to recover and relax. And of course, in Ayurveda, we have these therapies like Shirodhara, Nabi Vasti. All of this helps to calm down the nervous system. So if you're feeling tired, it's not lack of caffeine, lack of sugar, lack of certain things from the external input. Of course, there could be an element of deficiency that can contribute to tiredness. There's no doubt with that. But when you see that you are actually having good consumption of food, but at the same time, I feel tired after eating, and I feel alert at night and tired in the morning, all of this could be that there is a deficiency of active relaxation. So from now on, if you feel some of the wisdom that is shared today is relating to you, make it a point to focus on active relaxation. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you like this information, please do subscribe and share. And please do give a rating so that this wisdom can be shared to a lot of people. Thank you.